Town Radio with your DJ host, everyone's favorite unstable uncle, Georgie Dunkaroos.
Woo! Yeah, it's Georgie Dunkaroos here, your favorite unstable uncle. We're coming to you live on Friendly Town Radio. Now, this month is Green Month here at Friendly Town. Yeah, we're talking about saving the earth, ecosystem, sustainability, all that jazz. So I'm coming at you with some Uncle Georgie's eco tips. I came up with these myself, and let me tell you, you will save the world if you follow these to the letter. Eco tip number one. When you're done eating your lunch, save the bag and use it as a poo bag later on. It makes great fertilizer for your garden. Plus, you'll save all that money you would have spent on poo bags that week. Eco tip number two. When you're done eating a food or drink from a vending machine, put the trash back in the vending machine. Lots of people don't know that vending machines eat trash and turn it into new wrappings for the food that they generate. Eco tip number three. The factory farming of pigs, chickens, and cows is really damaging to the environment. That's why I recommend locally grown organic puma meat. It's really gamey and it makes a great burger. Yum! Eco tip number four. We're using too much cinnamon. Stop eating cinnamon! Eco tip number five. Not all of us can drive a Tesla or a Prius. If you have a big gas-guzzling car but you still want to save the Earth, I recommend turning your trunk into a nature reserve and filling it full of pandas. You'll be saving the planet, and plus you'll get a bunch of extra money from all those people who want to see the pandas in your trunk. Eco tip number six. Lots of plastic bags get thrown away and they end up in the ocean where sea turtles eat them, thinking that they're jellyfish. To stop this from happening, right? Not a jellyfish on the side of your plastic bags before you throw them out. That should clear up any confusion. Well, folks, that's been Uncle Georgie's Eco Tips coming at you. Stay tuned for this month's Friendly Town Town Council meeting, where our residents and mayors will be discussing more eco tips that you can use in your everyday life. Stay tuned.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you when the stuff has to go down. It's pretty. No, stop it. Stop the thing to play. Never mind. I thought that was the music for the video, but instead it was someone's phone.
Turn off your cell phone, yeah. Assholes.
And then there is no better way for us to start the beginning of Friendly Town with that sentiment. Turn off your cell phones, assholes. It's time for the national, or not national, it's time for the Friendly Town City Council meeting to come to order, and I hereby declare it in order. So everyone, with me.
Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town!
Thank you very much for being here. Welcome to Friendly Town. All right, so my name is Tyler, and I'm currently your acting mayor. For those of you who haven't been here before, everyone who is on stage is currently the mayor. While they are on stage, we've got a couple of new people presenting tonight for Friendly Town. We're very excited about that. Please tell your friends. We have a lot of fun here, and it's a lot more fun if we have, you know, line going down the block every Monday at 7:30. But you know, beggars can't be choosers, right? Anyway, we're very excited that you're all here for this. This week's theme, Friendly Town Goes Green. We're going to be hearing from some ecological experts who have come from far and wide or from within our town's borders, depending on who the presenter is, talking about ways that Friendly Town can conserve our energy, reduce, reuse, recycle, and all that great stuff that will get us those tax cuts from the federal government. But we're very excited to hear some innovative new strategies, innovative new ways that we can just, you know, give a little bit back to Mother Earth. We here at Friendly Town are very engaged civically. We're very big on civic duty, and one of our civic duties is to just remember about Mother Nature, remember about the Earth, remember about all the natural resources that too many times in our history we have just squandered. I don't even want to go into the 1860s, just let's just burn coal for the fuck of it phase of the town. We've already established that it's in our history books. Emphasis on history, it's in the past. But tonight, we're going to be hearing some of the best new ways and best new strategies for conserving energy and saving resources. For me, I'm not an eco-expert. I'm just an ordinary, small-town mechanic who sometimes fights crime. This week, at least. But in my position, asked, Tyler, who would you go to? Who is the person that you would go to for eco-advice? Advice on how to be most ecologically, environmentally friendly as you can be. Well, I would say P. Barnes Johnson. Some of you guys might remember P. Barnes Johnson's better known counterpart, T. Boone Pickens. Slightly better known counterpart, T. Boone Pickens. They're both Texas oil men. They both have contributed a lot to the national conversation about energy use and conservation and resource use and resource conservation. But I think there's no better way that I could articulate his points than by just showing you a couple of his videos. You guys want to see a couple of P. Barnes Johnson's videos?
Yeah.
All right, so with no further ado, he has three commercials that I think communicate the message very effectively. Enjoy.
P. Barnes Johnson, and I used to be an oil man. Reason I'm speaking to you today is because of energy. America needs it, and we're running out, even though we got plenty of resources right here in the good old U.S. of A. Congress and the White House can't seem to solve this problem. That's why I've created the P. Barnes Plan for Energy Independence, and that's why I'm spending millions of my considerable fortune to come up with a plan for energy independence. If we take these simple steps, we can cut our dependence on foreign oil, cut greenhouse gases, and make sure we leave the next generation a safe and secure future. The Johnson plan is simple. Cats in hamster wheels in our cars. Our country is currently the home of the world's largest stray cat population. They are free, plentiful, and come from right here in America. According to my team of scientists and nephews, a single adult calico can power a mid-sized sedan for over 10 years. The solution is simple. The time for action is now. Won't you join me?
Paid for by the P. Barnes Johnson Council on Energy Future.
I'm P. Barnes Johnson, and up until that infamous night in 1987, I used to be an oil man. I'm here to tell you about phase two of the P. Barnes Johnson Plan for Energy Independence. As the price of fuel continues to fluctuate, we need a fuel source that's affordable, abundant, and born right here in America. The technology is available, but those fat cat bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are too busy making dresses to take action. So I'm spending most of my modest fortune to offer a viable alternative. Burn your chairs! Whether it is for heating homes or cooking, every American household has at least one chair, many of which people don't even like very much. That's the beauty of phase two. You don't have to burn the comfiest chairs. If every American sets fire to at least three chairs this winter, we can cut foreign oil imports by 70-11%, and finally cut off the insidious Chinese-run sweater cartels. So won't you light the first match for energy independence?
Paid for by the P. Barnes Johnson Council on Energy Future.
Everywhere! Use it! don't need airplanes anymore. We're going to harness the power of seagulls. I eat the rest of our money. It's the only way to keep it safe.
All right, Mr. Johnson, time to go.
Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me?
Paid for by the Pete Barnes Johnson Council on Energy Future.
All right, that was the Pete Barnes Johnson Council on Energy Future. I think you guys like a couple of his ideas. How about that? How about it? Yeah, no, we will not be burning any of the Pilot Lights chairs. If you want to go home and burn whatever chairs are in your private property, by all means, do it.
Oh,
okay, so, all right, change of plans. Friendly Town.
Yeah,
okay, we're going to burn chairs in the street. We'll be the first comedy show in Knoxville history, or in the first show period in Friendly Town history, to burn chairs in the middle of the street. That could seriously become a future Friendly Town show. And I wish I could say I'm making that up, but I'm not. All right, next up, we got a couple of ideas for conservation. Hopefully avoiding your consternation from one of the most brilliant scientists at the Milo Dangler's Institute. Oh, no, wait, shit. They let the internet name that one again, didn't they? The Institute for Better Earth and Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Greg Rains.
People of Friendly Town, I have come to the realization of what we can do for some good old-fashioned clean energy. We use the homeless. Let me explain. All you gotta do is get some rickshaws. It will cut down on pollution, and it'll give them something to do besides begging for your money or cigarettes, like I do sometimes. You put them in rickshaws and you feed them gas station hot dogs. That's it. Come on, you can survive off a gas station hot dogs besides the cholesterol and, you know, potential heart attacks, but yeah, I'm going off the top of my fucking head. I really don't give a shit. Now, you get some rickshaws and you just have them go around. And another thing is, if you give them some money, get some bicycles and hook it to the grid, they'll just pedal their asses, make like 50 cents an hour. Extra power right there. Those are my two good plans for keeping it green. Besides smoking weed.
All right, from the Institute for Better Earth and Shit, Dr. Greg Rains, who I think is just asking very nicely for gas station hot dogs. I think that's what we would just. You could just ask us for hot dogs.
Cheese filled ones, man.
Yeah, he is a. I don't know if you could power a rickshaw, though, honestly, dude. You look like you could be pretty strong, though. But anyway, Dr. Greg Rains, who, as far as we can tell, is a homeless man and just a reserve of energy for the future of our environment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have someone who's a first-time presenter here at Friendly Town. She comes to us from the International Institute of, I don't know, just fucking walk. That's the name of the institute she works for. International Institute of, I don't know, just fucking walk, is actually a collaborative outreach organization that was founded by equally the University of Tennessee and Bank of America for some reason. But maybe she can explain that, or she doesn't have to. I know I'm putting her on the spot. Everyone, please welcome eco-expert Dr. Emily Lovelace. Lovelace, I think that's
yeah.
Dr. Emily Lovelace. It happens to me all the time. I'm sorry.
So this is my first time up here, so. Okay, so my proposal, I haven't done anything. Am I loud enough? Can you guys hear me?
Doesn't hurt.
Okay. My proposal is to power Friendly Town. For a second, let's think about the history of Friendly Town. So, we've named our quaint little town after a brothel city. And really, when you think about it, the economics of a town that really only has prostitutes is just sex money. So, kind of going off what Tyler was saying earlier about shaming prostitutes for being on camera, it's the oldest profession, which you shouldn't. My proposal is that we power Friendly Town off of Pussy Power. So where I get this idea, because you might be asking yourself, what is the technology? How could we possibly harness the power of pussies? And first of all, just be nice to ladies. That's a given. But also, have any of you seen Monsters, Inc.? So in the movie Monsters, Inc., if you haven't seen it, the monsters, they go, they scare children, and then they fill up these canisters with energy from their screams. So my proposal is that every household, every bedroom, should have a canister, we're going to call them pussy pods, that collect the value and love and nurturing positive pleasure of pussies from every bedroom. And it's your job as citizens of Friendly Town, the friendliest of towns, to take your canisters to your city government so that they can power our town with pussy power. I'll answer questions later if anyone has. Todd, do you have one? Can I know?
Yeah. Well, what about the mud?
Well, they're real, real close together.
Scientific analysis of Dr. Emily Lovelace from the International Institute of Just Fucking Walk, Environmental Solutions. Also, Emily, you walked in like toward the end of that joke. I was celebrating porn stars for being on camera. I was not shaming prostitutes for being on camera, nor would I ever shame a prostitute. Friendly Town, and Emily is right, those of you guys who know the history of Friendly Town, Friendly Town comes from a nickname of a red light district that used to exist in what's that parking lot over there about 100 years ago. The city's intentional effort to steer prostitution and gambling away from Gay Street at the time, and it was a miserable failure. Basically, that just created a new center of prostitution and gambling. And the prostitutes that wanted to stay on Gay Street, they damn right stayed on Gay Street, because that was their lot in life. There you go. So anyway, that's a very weird way of paying tribute to that by doing a comedy show here on Monday nights, but that's the history of Friendly Town, and you guys are in a new wave, a new age for Friendly Town. Speaking of new ages for Friendly Town, I think we have another scientist who's here to present some of his fantastic new ideas for ways that we can just give a little bit back to Mother Earth. So without further ado, straight from the Institute of Dinosaurs Should Stay in the Ground Where They Belong and Also Aren't Real, Praise Jesus, John Hurst!
Thank you, Mayor Tyler. Just a quick announcement from the City Hall that if for those tested citizens who are using the pussy power or the pussy pods, please do not mistake them with your fleshlights. Thank you. So anyway, as a professor of Dinosaurs Should Stay in the Ground and Also Praise Jesus, and I forgot the rest of that title there, I think a lot about our future. Our future, that we need to save this earth for the children. And the children are the very important part of this here. Because we can do what we want for them, but we gotta teach them, we gotta make them understand that they're fighting for themselves as well. So, with that ado, I'm suggesting that we don't have to wait until we teach them with knowledge or anything like that. We should get them to work right now on this. And before you go any further, we're not doing child labor here. We're only making them do exactly what they're going to do anyway, which was force them into Little League sports. So I don't know if you guys have noticed that at this point in the future, like, let me try my words again. Don't know if you heard or not, but in the UK, they're already trying out roads where, like, for electric cars, as you drive along them, they help charge your car. We of the Institute of Dinosaurs Should Stay in the Ground, we've already stolen a little bit of that technology, and we're using it for our baseball fields to line up, like the white lines that connect all the bases together. And we're going to make our children, like, as we play baseball, and we're going to introduce other sports, soccer, football, what have, no one plays soccer, but we're going to introduce them into this, and they're unknowingly, they are going to help power our town. The Little League, T-ball. We're gonna start them out. They're just gonna power the bathrooms of the park. We're gonna go to like the Willie Mays League, Sandy Koufax. We're gonna make them like power more and more things in town. And you think that's not enough power? I mean, we're not even including the thing where we're installing the extra like on the secret makeout session behind the dugout that no one thinks they know about, but everyone knows about it. We're gonna make sure that through this we are, like we store the power within. within Friendly Town. But really, where we're going to make this actually work is in the audience itself, is in the people attending. We are looking into building special power generators by sound for all the maniac soccer moms, dads, and whatnot in the crowd, and like yelling about their kid. We're going to use that to power them. Like, we predict that we can make the town be powered by that, by pure rage, by 2020, two-thirds of the town at the very least. And also, the guarantee on this, people who complain about having participation trophies, like, oh, everyone gets a participation trophy. Well, every child who goes and participates in our program here, they don't get a participation trophy anymore. They get a credit towards their next utility bill, and that's the greatest savings anyone can get. We're working on this. Find us on our GoFundMe page. Thank you. Good night.
Kids to play little league sports. I think that is just called basically turning ourselves into a town full of dads who grew up in the 60s. That's pretty much what it is. Dads who grew up in the 60s, the town. All right, we have a quick visual. Actually, I'll show Dr. Sean Simino's contribution in just a moment after our next presentation by someone who's very near and dear to all of us. He is our bartending mayor and one of the founders of Friendly Town. Someone's getting a call right now. It might be from the president, hopefully, congratulating us on being so goddamn great to the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to bring up to the stage to present our eco-friendly ideas, Dr. Todwick, Professor of Energy for the Friendly Town Center for Doggy and Kitty Cat Scientists. Give it up.
Hello, friends and colleagues. I'm here to talk about energy. Did you know that energy is how we have alarm clocks and video games? Some of it's made from nickel. At the Doggy and Kitty Cat Institute, we're working with doggy and kitty cat scientists to solve our energy problems. They haven't had any ideas yet, but we get to dress them up in cute costumes and do all the work. When it comes to going green, we stick to the old adage, once you go green, it's right back to steam. So our idea is to pay for a fleet of old-timey riverboats to get the people from place to place. And they used to burn coal to power steam engines, but instead of that, we'll just use the heat from hot showers. The steam to power the engine. And I'm reassured that that'll work from real actual scientists. You probably don't know them. They're located in Canada. He dictated to his cigar and got his secretary lit. Oh my God, it says how I'm gonna die! But furthermore, on steam power. Did you know that when your mirror fogs up and you like draw a space helmet around your head in the mirror, that's steam power? It's true. And also, when it's cold out and you can see the doggy and puppy breaths, that's steam power. It turns out that steam is magic fueled by alcohol that comes out of your breath. And at the Doggy and Kitty Institute, they don't let me watch basketball anymore. I think that's unfair. Anyway, the riverboats are going to have machine guns on them, because that's cool, and free dog biscuits. No raccoons allowed. Green's my favorite color. We should use dye to make the river green. And then we can have a fleet of riverboats serving green beer on a green ocean or river. It would take a lot of food color to dye the entire ocean green. At least 3 bottles. So have you noticed that tits in the 80s look different than tits now? Even on dogs and kitty cats. They don't think that's fair. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Dr. Todwick, everyone, one more time for Dr. Todwick. All right, so submitted for your approval, one scientist who was unable to make it tonight wanted to contribute his idea for a good way for Friendly Town to go green. So with no contextual explanation, I give you the idea in visual form from Dr. Sean Simoneau. So those of you who can't read what the words say, the left side just says lunch, and the right side just says poo. For what we can ascertain, I think Dr. Simoneau tried sending his explanation for this, but it was in one of those weird ASCII formats that we couldn't open on my computer. So I'm guessing that this is basically like a reminder to not shit where you eat. I said it's a reminder to not shit where you eat. You don't get to look at it anymore. Anyway, the idea from Dr. Sean Simoneau, a weird little probably Japanese chamber that has lunch on one side and poo on the other side. So I think we can wrap our heads around that one. Anyway, your final presenter of the evening is someone who has been a long time, who's a long time regular at the QED show. He's a long time regular at comedy in Knoxville. And Todd, if you could please switch the computer over to the other tab, unmute it and hit play, because this is one scientist that doesn't fuck around with his introductions. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Institute of Really Awesome Things and Half-Price Barbecue Chicken, give it up, Dr. Jeff Blank.
Hey, everybody. I come here to talk to you about what we can do to make our town more green. And if you ask me, first of all, it's fossil fuels. I don't know if you're aware of how many dinosaurs died to make your Honda run, but there is a lot of them. Now, I've heard lately that maybe fossil fuels is not the way to go, so I have a few other ideas. For example, birthday candles. Think about every birthday. Every year you get an extra candle, and every year they burn for about 30 seconds. You blow them out and throw them away. That's a lot of burning. So let's save up them birthday candles, all right? Also, maybe we could all go to McKay's or every single thrift store you've ever been to, or every single pawn shop, and gather up all the Spin Doctors, Garth Brooks, Bell Biv DeVoe, and Batman Returns CDs, and we can burn them bitches too. While we're at it, let's go ahead and gather up all our McKay's credit vouchers that we never use. I also would like to put forward the fact that I have created a beautiful machine that will actually take the hatred that the screen preachers in Market Square project, and we can turn that into fuel. It's hateful fuel, y'all. Let's gather up all our red light camera tickets that we don't pay into a big bonfire and set fire to the bastards. I'll rat it, throw in a few cheap publications. Let's take the fear that you feel when you go to the BP station and you have to deal with that old lady there by the Fellini Kroger. We can bottle that fear. We can run our cars on it. She's a fine lady, but she is scary. I've also created another machine with the help of my friend in San Diego. We're going to bottle all of the love that the Red Hot Chili Peppers have for the state of California. And we're going to use that to power our heaters, to power our washers, our dryers, to power everything in our houses. It was mentioned earlier that we can use kitty fuel. That is not right. You don't use kitten fuel. You use puppy fuel. Puppies are way more full of fat. They will burn way quicker. Produce more fuel. And I know what you're thinking. You gotta get rid of that hair first. You just boil that off and put them in a big cauldron. Burn those puppies. But most of all, I have figured out a way, and I think we can all get behind this, in closing, to bottle both. Tom Lewis, your bartender's whimsy, and Jason Boardman's body sweats, to power everything here in the city of Fredericktown. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you, brother.
Won't feel too much power for to be sustainable. That's the point of Friendly Town Goes Green. That was the point of tonight's show. Did you guys have a good time? All right, a couple of announcements before we adjourn this weekly Friendly Town City Council meeting. First of all, one more time, I want you to thank the first timers, Jeff Blank, Emily Lovelace, as well as Greg Greens, John Hurst, and Tom Lewis for all presenting their wonderful eco-tastic, eco-friendly ideas, and thank you all so very much for being here. Those of you guys who have been to city council meetings before, aka our comedy shows, and those of you who, if this is your first time here, we are so grateful that you came out. Next week at Friendlytown, we are going to be in celebration of perhaps the greatest, according to every third grade American history textbook, greatest explorer of all time, Christopher Columbus. We're going to be celebrating Columbus Day, as only we at Friendlytown know how, where all the Friendlytown Explorer Society will be presenting their favorite discoveries. Most of the time, these will be things, much like Christopher Columbus, these things that already have been discovered by other people. But we're going to be presenting them to you, and it's going to be exciting and innovative and very new world, if you know what I mean. So that's going to be next Monday. But yes, if you can get all the information about shows like this and shows that are coming up this Wednesday, at Friendlytown's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Friendlytown Knoxville. Throw us a like on there. We're very friendly. Anyway, thanks again for being here. Have a good night. Get home safe. We love you all. Take care.
Hey, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Friendlytown Radio. I've been your host, your unstable uncle, Georgie Dunkaroos. Thanks for listening, and remember, save your poo in a bag, alright.